Let's see. We're going to be talking now about some of the toys for Christmas season. The toys include Bradley fighting vehicles and Black Hawk helicopters, flash games like Baghdad Bowling and Dr. Strange Blix, and who can forget the numerous variations on the most wanted playing cards. And joining us now to talk about an explosion in mock off-war and terrorism toys is the toy guy Chris Byrne, an industry analyst and editor for Toy Report, a trade magazine. He's with us from Wilmington, Delaware, and thanks for joining us today on Talk of the Nation.
Good afternoon.
Now, this is just in time for the holiday season. Only 24 hours after his arrest, the captured Saddam doll hit the virtual shelves. This latest action figure is just one of many figurines and toys inspired by Operation Iraqi Freedom and the War on Terror. In addition to the captured Saddam, there is Osama, the dirty terrorist doll, and a talking post 9/11 George W. Bush.
And don't forget George Bush in the flight outfit for landing on the ship. So. There's all of them out there. These are largely selling to the novelty collector, and the people doing them on the websites can really manufacture right to their orders, because guess what? It's old head off, new head on, and you got a brand new toy.
Well, it's interesting. I saw a picture of the I call it Spider Hole Saddam.
Right.
And they've got the bearded face, no wild hair, just the beard, and they seem to have put it on G.I. Joe's torso. Saddam must have been doing some
yeah,
sit-ups down there in that spider hole.
You know, that's the magic of novelty toy design. It's really sort of taking advantage of getting the toy on the shelves or on the website as quickly as possible, and taking advantage of an opportunity in the marketplace to try and make a little bit of money.
Now, are these by definition toys?
Well, they are. I would call them toy-like collectibles. How's that? Because they really are not for kids. I mean, kids are playing with G.I. Joe, absolutely, and they're playing Battle, and they're playing with some of the figures from BBI, but they're not playing specific Saddam, Bush kinds of things. It doesn't really enter their consciousness, and kids play what's in their consciousness. These things go much more for the adult collector, the action figure collector. A lot of families with family members in the service are buying these as kind of a gag gift or a celebratory gift this year.
Perfect for the neocon on your Christmas list.
Absolutely. We're looking for the Rumsfeld figure, too.
What's the most popular one?
Well, probably the most popular one has been the George Bush landing on the aircraft carrier, because that one was out right afterwards. It's got a wonderful box. BBI did a great job with it. It really is a figure they had in their line with a George Bush head stuck on it really quickly. But it's something that, you know, that people feel proud of, and especially now that Saddam's been captured, people are feeling much more proud of our role in Iraqi freedom.
Now, in addition to that sort of thing, there are what might be actually considered toys, the Bradley fighting vehicles, the helicopters. Kids might actually play with those.
Absolutely. I think that those are things that kids like to play with. They like imagining battle scenarios. A lot of these, however, do get sold to the adult male collector who is who is creating dioramas in the basement.
Do they really do that?
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay. Now, is this a new phenomenon, or have other historic events produced action figures?
Well, you know, it's really since 1964 with the rise of G.I. Joe, and guys who came of age after that, grew up playing with G.I. Joe, it became sort of a mode of play. It became something that they would express their creativity through. It's really guys in their 40s and up, or, you know, 40s and below, who are buying this and playing with them.
And these can, as you mentioned, with the captured Saddam, these can get on the shelves pretty quickly.
They absolutely can. We call it flexible manufacturing, which is basically just slapping something on there, printing a box, and you're ready to go.
Now, obviously, people are always looking for the next big thing. The Democratic primaries are coming up. You expect to see a Dennis Kucinich action figure.
Really, or Jonathan Edwards, and we were actually expecting the boat that was going to be docked off New York holding the Republican conventioneers, but looks like that one may not have happened.
Well, Chris Byrne, thanks very much for being with us.
Certainly my pleasure.
Chris Byrne is the editor for the trade magazine The Toy Report. He joined us from his home in New York City. Let's see. Jennifer Ludden will be here tomorrow to fill in. I thank her for being with us on Christmas Day and giving me the day off. Of course, Ira will be here with Science Friday. We'll see you again on Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.